You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. So we have a new moon in Cancer today. And not only is it a new moon in Cancer, it's the second new moon in Cancer we've had in a month. So 2020 is pretty, I mean, how do you even describe it? How do you even describe 2020? Wow. I do think that this Cancer energy happening twice like this, this new moon in Cancer, is really helping us to, because it's beginnings, it's new beginning energy that we're working with, but it's also like totally in opposition to a bunch of planets in Capricorn, Jupiter, Pluto, Saturn, heavy hitters, all big players sitting in Capricorn, backtracking in Capricorn. And it's heavy. There's a lot of heavy stuff going on this planet right now. And I think that there is like the structures that we were all living under, like that's, you know, Pluto is intense and wants to get to the bottom of things. And it's willing to go deep. It's willing to go dark. It's willing to look into the dark and shady parts of the world and society that most of us just want to turn away from because it's too much. We go into like cognitive dissonance and just can't process the information. But Pluto is there kind of showing us what is underneath the surface of society. And Jupiter comes along and is like truth and justice and benevolent energy that expands our awareness and helps us instill kind of beliefs, new beliefs. It can be a bit of a, I mean, all of them have their dark side, of course, but I do, you know, I'm kind of focused on the light and seeing how it's playing out in that dimension or that level of reality. And I do believe that these big heavy planets are exposing things to society in a way that has never been done before and that we've never collectively reached this level of awareness. So calling it like the Great Awakening is very apropos. Because of the Capricorn-Saturn opposition, which is like all those Capricorn planets are opposed to the moon and the sun right now, and that creates tension and opposition, like a back and forth and a push and pull. And always with oppositions, you do feel like you've got to make a decision. Like it seems to be like a very black and white thing you're working through. But it is something you're supposed to integrate both sides or the information on both sides. So if you can be kind of expansive enough to, which you should be able because we're tapping into Jupiter, kind of expansive enough to open your mind and be able to have the paradox kind of held within your consciousness, then all kinds of quantum leaps are going on right now, I believe, for society, for humanity, maybe for the whole galaxy. But it's tricky because the Capricorn energy is very, it's like the lower level octaves of Capricorn is very like, this is how we've always done it. And these are our traditions and follow these rules and, you know, toe the line and step up to the plate and don't ask questions and do what you're told and do what you have to. So I think that's kind of maybe playing out with, you know, the rules. All of a sudden there's all these rules about how we can interact and don't stand near each other. And it's all guised in, is that a word? Guised? I don't think it is. Disguised. It's all disguised in the fact that it's to protect us. It's brilliant. Like we're protecting you from the great and wondrous death because we're also afraid of death. And then we're like, okay, man, if you're protecting us from death, we'll do whatever you tell us. And that's kind of what's happening in the world with Capricorn. I think that energy is kind of playing out. But then there's also this other level where Capricorn, it cares about the legacy and the tradition and the future. And wants there to be, well, I mean, again, there's both sides. We're in a dualistic planetary realm. So we've got the bad Capricorn and we've got the good Capricorn. We've got the evil Capricorn and we've got the angelic Capricorn. So I think both of those things are playing out right now at the same time. But there is sort of an exposure of some pretty corrupt systems. And it's not hard to like see them now if you go looking. And that's pretty shocking. And I do think, especially raising into consciousness, like that there are this massive human trafficking problems in the world. That's just been going on. Apparently there's around 800,000 children that go missing. I'm not sure if it's in the world or just in the United States every year. Where do those children go? Why don't we hear about this on the mainstream news that all these children are missing? It's pretty crazy. So I do believe that maybe this cancer energy, the mother energy, because mothers are fierce. Like when you have like a balanced, healthy mom, they're usually very, they're like fierce about protecting their young. So if the children of the world are being abused, which I definitely believe they are, and snatched off the street and used for all manner of twisted things, we got to stop it. We as a humanity can't allow that. And so even though from where you are or where I am, there's nothing like, you know, I can't like raid the tunnel or like I'm not in the physical realm of anything like this that's going on. But I have been extra careful, and hopefully you will be too, especially with this new moon energy, to be aware that this is going on, because even holding it in awareness brings it up into the consciousness of society so that it can be kind of integrated and accepted and healed and like stopped. There can be a stop put to it, because there is a lot of like people in the upper echelons of society that carry it on, that aren't doing anything to stop it and even hide it from happening. Like finding out that the doctor that was the doctor for the American gymnastics team was abusing all of his gymnastics girls that would come in for help. He was like a sexual molester, and it went on. They hid it for years. That sort of thing is coming to the surface. You know, Harvey Weinstein and the shit that he did and the abuse of his power and sexual abuse of women. Even Jeffrey Epstein, and that was going on. That was like he may even still be alive and was just taken out to somewhere else that he could go to pasture for working, you know, for the elites for so long. But he was exposed, and we're all hearing about what a pervert, and he had this island, and oh my God. But like all these, you know, upper echelon people were going to this island. Barack Obama was at this island. The Clintons were at the island. So many people were at this island. What were they doing there? You know, like, So that was going on, and that was exposed. And now they've just, in the last week, they've found Ghislaine Maxwell, who is his like right-hand man, who was helping. There's girls coming forward who are now like women and sharing what happened to them when they were young teenagers. And they know, you know, they're clear as day about what happened to them. So she's been picked up. She might not last long either, because she would probably be someone that has a lot of information about all the people that were using these services to acquire young girls for funsies. So I think what we can do is that, you know, she really is like someone that knows a lot. And she, though it's been said, is quite a monster of a human being, she still has a soul, and something probably pretty terrible happened to her to put her into the position that this was normalized. So perhaps having her in custody and, you know, keep the light around her enough so that she can step into the, you know, onto the court bench and share what the truth is. Maybe she'll share what the truth is. And that will just, that could take down everything. It's more likely that she's going to commit suicide, but it'd be really cool if suddenly, you know, we bombed her with enough light that she wanted to tell the truth about what happened to everybody. That would, you know, it's like truth and reconciliation, just being able to share the story of, you know, what happened to you and have it acknowledged is incredibly healing. So I kind of feel like that's, you know, the mother energy is rising up to protect the children. And that's where these two new moon in cancers are coming from. And that's why this sort of stuff is being brought into the mainstream media, even though it's still being hidden as conspiracy in a lot of cases, which is, that's just, I can't even believe that happens. There's even that story out there now, and I'd heard about this before, that they're selling humans, children, young women, well, I'm sure there's more kinds of humans being sold too, on like the back end of Wayfair. And you can go in and you can, Wayfair, you buy furniture and stuff, right? And there's these astronomical like cabinets on there. And they're like, you know, they're cabinets. And one listing, they're like $200. Another listing with the exact same cabinet now has a girl's name in front of it. And the cabinet costs $14,000 or $20,000. I think nobody was $20,000. It was all kind of under in the 14, 15. And then someone figured out to go looking for missing girls with the same names of the cabinets that are now showing, that have been showing up on Wayfair. And a bunch of girls out of Ohio that had gone missing since January had these same very unique names that were showing up in front of the cabinets that were now for sale on Wayfair for astronomical amount of money. So, and people have been looking into this, and Wayfair is just sort of acting dumb and like going, oh no, that was, you know, appropriately priced. Yet they pulled all these cabinets off their site. Somebody actually called up and tried to purchase one, must have been willing to roll the dice with the 15 grand and wanted to see where it would lead, and end up talking to someone who they confronted and said that they thought that this was a sex trafficking or human trafficking cover. And the person at Wayfair just acted like they did not even hear what he was saying. It was really bizarre. So that sort of stuff is coming out. And like, I have a feeling, especially as Jupiter continues to march through Capricorn and all these planetary alignments occur, even the fact that all of this, that right now the South Node is right on a degree away from the galactic center, which is said to be a portal where, you know, star seeds come through and truth seekers and truth tellers, and the truth comes through for the whole universe, the galaxy. It's the galactic center. So that is all playing into this right now. So if we are, like, you know, doing a big cleanup on planet Earth right now to get rid of the dark and the evil and the sinister, it's the perfect time. It is just the perfect time for all this. So hopefully you're hanging in there. And, you know, there's so many other, that's like one layer of this reality. There could be, you might be dealing with stuff in your own immediate family. You might be dealing, you know, with like mother-father issues, or even just the sense of family, having, you know, feeling disconnected from family or wanting to be closer to family, and an awareness of the dynamic of those two energies, being at home, being at work. Like, where do you, how do you be at work at home? That's a whole other thing people are dealing with now too. And I don't imagine it's going to stop anytime soon. I really, like, with the way the planets are going, I'd say for sure till the end of the year, we're going to have crazy coronavirus stuff going on, and information about, I can't even look at the news anymore. I just feel like it's such a load of crap that there's no point. There's just been so much evidence that it's all just, even the numbers are all fabricated. Like, it's all just out there. And how can we just, I mean, I wasn't watching the news much before, but before it wasn't so, like, in your face and shocking. And now everybody's wearing masks. And I get it that masks protect people from getting sick, but it's been proven that masks stop people that are sick from possibly spreading their germs. They don't stop healthy people from getting sick, because it's an unnecessary precaution. It's the sick people that need the masks. So there's just all this sort of societal control going on in a very Orwellian way, which is shocking. And there's that saying I think is really relevant, that it's easier to deceive people than to convince people they're being deceived. That's unfortunately so true. So hopefully you are figuring out your balance with this. There is a lovely trine from this new moon to Neptune, and it very much spiritualizes everything. It adds this kind of magical harmony to things. And it can be an illusion, but it's trine. So trines are supportive and kind of earned rewards. So I do feel like that there is this may be like very spiritual kind of like light worker energy pervading the planet right now too. So if you feel helpless and you want to make a difference, remember, like, it starts with you, because you're, you know, the point of power, your point of power in the present. So kind of clearing up your own emotions and becoming your own calm center and evolving your own life and making it work so that you're happy and feeling joyful and tapping into the positive emotions as much as you can, and kind of turning to the frequencies of what you want to create and what you love and what you, you know, one, if you can vibrate at that sort of level of contentment and level of fulfillment and even level of joy and tap into the magic, because there's magic, like we're magic. We really are magic. And the shit we put up with, considering how magic we are, is shocking. So we need to take back our magic and step into our power and realize, you know, the potential of this humanity we're a part of. So do that. I'll do that. You do that. And then we're going to be all doing that. And then just think of the network of energy that we can create by kind of shining our light and being who we are and, you know, honoring ourselves and honoring our worth and making it a priority to kind of walk the highest path to our most fulfilled life. And when we do that, it's like setting the compass and the right choices come along for us to make, and we can clear the slates and we can let go of all the shit from the past. And that's true. Like, it is a new beginning. And that's what we can do, is create a new beginning, a solid foundation. And with the Capricorn Cancer energy, we've got the Cancer moon. Like, think of what you want in your home. What kind of solid home base do you want? If you need a new home, put that on the list, you know, like write that down. If you need, you know, something to make your home feel more secure, or maybe you need to call in people. Maybe you need to call in a partner who will, you know, be your mate, who will help you create your home. And together you'll create like a solid, balanced home. That would be like a lovely thing. Or maybe you'll make a baby to create a family, to create a new home. Or, you know, there's so many like versions of home, but we all need home that's secure and solid and safe so that we can be, you know, our true and total selves. And it's tricky times now, because I do believe we're being manipulated into a massive amount of fear, and fearful people will do anything. And that's not, you know, we want to try and like turn away from being fearful and trust that we're safe and trust that we're protected from, you know, there's been illnesses, terrifying illnesses, you know, moving through humanity for eon, and there still is, and there always will be. You know, the crown virus is not the only one that is affecting humanity. So just make sure that you tune into center and don't, you know, don't follow the hype. Keep, you know, centered. And, you know, and if the hype is what's real for you, then that's what's real for you. That's the thing, is we really do create our own reality by what we choose to believe and what we give our attention to. So know that and step into your power and, you know, choose where you put your attention. It's powerful stuff. There could be, with Saturn there, it's always best to like take responsibility. Wherever Saturn is in the chart, if you can take responsibility, or if you can do something responsible or practical, or, you know, thinking of the future. And there's like the saying where, what is that quote? It's like about, you want to make sure that you don't do today like just to satisfy your hedonistic pleasure, and that what will take away from tomorrow. Like, it's very Capricorn, actually, because an Aries would tell you a totally different thing about that. They'd be like, live for the moment, like jump in and take what you want, do what you need. And whereas Capricorn energy is like, no, we got to make a plan, man, because we're building a legacy. And without a plan, how do you even know what you're doing? So kind of try to build your plan right now. Make a list, especially under the new moon energy. And it's a good time too to like clear your crystals and connect to, you know, clear your space, clear your home, sweep out, like literally sweep and clear out the energy, get out the sage, get all your magic supplies together and clear the corners. If you have wind chimes strategically placed throughout your home, ding those, because sound is really good. And if you have nothing of the above, you can just go around like clapping loudly into all the areas of your house, into the corners, to clear the energy. And you want to kind of clear it and then, you know, put a nice, beautiful bubble of light around that only lets the good in and keeps you protected from anything that might get in the way of your energy. And you don't want any Klingons or anything attaching to you. You don't want bad habits or anything that's sucking your energy, because how are you going to end up living the highest life you imagine for yourself if you're having your energy sucked? It's finite, and we need to protect it. with the Saturn opposite Sun, there could be like grief coming up because Saturn is the domain of grief. And because there's like Jupiter and Pluto, that can bring up some pretty dark and heavy things too. So if you are feeling grief or sadness or depression, like that Saturn is also the ruler of depression. So lots of times Capricorns will suffer with depression. And they even had in the olden days a place where people, I guess probably people with money, would have like a little cabin on the property that the people that were feeling melancholy or blue or depressed would go to until they came out of it. And they called the people that went there Saturn's child. So it's a shame that we aren't allowed to work more through our depressions in society and our sadness and just kind of work with it. Because if we allowed ourselves to kind of follow it through and express the feelings that are it's pointing to, then we wouldn't have to go on antidepressants and lose contact completely with our real feelings, which we need as a guidance system to kind of show us where we're going. So if you are feeling sad, I hope that you kind of can take the space to feel those sad feelings, to like hold yourself when you're feeling grief and let yourself sob and let yourself go through the motions of it. Even like if you've lost someone or even if just grief from your own past that you'd never grieved before is surfacing, that can happen, especially with Neptune involved here, because Neptune's a real feeler and Cancer is very emotional. Its whole guidance system is based on emotions. That's what the water signs are. They're emotionally guided. So they'll get a feeling and then they'll think the feeling through. Well, what does this feeling mean? What is it? How do I respond? What decision do I make because of this feeling? So there's a lot of watery energy, like bringing up the emotional realm, which is good because it can, if you've been stuck emotionally, that ain't no good. You need to like let your feelings flow. And even if they're really a lot, I have a Scorpio moon at 29 degrees. Ugh, I wouldn't wish it on anybody. And it's so emotional, and I'm so affected emotionally. And I have a Cancer rising. So this really does resonate with me, the level of emotionality that we're dealing with. And it can be overpowering. Like water can be, you know, a trickling stream, or it can be a tsunami. And that is the total truth of what we're dealing with emotionally right now. And that's kind of what being, I'm a Capricorn, and when I have all these emotional, well, I have a really emotional moon. It's 29 degrees is like the most of a sign that you can be. And I have to like actually, to be healthy, I have to let my feelings up. And a lot of times I don't want to. I'm a Capricorn. I would like to squish those feelings down, and they're uncool. They are they are not calm, cool, and collected. They're emotional and irrational and sometimes childish and sometimes, you know, angry or whatever it is, I'm feeling it. And thanks, Scorpio, I have to figure out how to express it. So that's what we're kind of all dealing with right now with this energy. And it's going to go on for the next 6 months too, from the eclipses that we just went through. So this is kind of like a seed point the last month or last 5 weeks or whatever, and today too. So don't like wish your feelings away, because it is it's your guidance. It's your system. It's what helps you. But if it's stagnant and stuck, then it's distorted and you lash out irrationally, you react to things inappropriately. It's when you let your feelings flow as they come up, honoring that, you know, you are not your feelings, but you are there to witness your feelings. Then you don't have to let anything get stuck. So let's keep our feelings moving so that we can be fully present and capable of, you know, being there for ourselves and for our loved ones and for everyone, for the children. So that's kind of the full goings on. It is really kind of the big news of the week too, this full moon or this new moon and the energy that we've got to deal with this. So if you have some time today, make sure that you do the clearing of your home and clear your energy, and if you have some kiddos, clear their energy, and your pets, and your screens. I've heard it's very important to clean your like cell phone and your computer and your tablet or whatever you're using, because they can be portals to attach negative things and thoughts and ideas on us as well. So keep your whole system clear and protected And then you can use your own inner guidance system to guide the ship and lay this new foundation that we're in the middle of laying. And, you know, keep your kind of like special, like, truth headphones on, so that when you're hearing things, you know whether you're hearing the truth or not. And we all have like truth signals. Sometimes when you hear it, they say like when the hair on your arms stands up or on the back of your neck or your head, you feel like all tingly. That's a sign that you've just heard the truth, like the, you know, the universal truth, not the the slippery, flexible truth of humanity. So yeah, I hope that you do take the time to honor yourself and to send light to you and to the earth and to the plants and the animals and the children. And I send light to you and the earth and the plants and the animals and all the children of the world, because they're our future. And let's make this a most fabulous, well-grounded moment to seed new intentions of a much lighter and harmonious world for us to all live in. Many blessings. Thank you so much for listening.